First of all, what stands out for you about this this Patriots team and how they've been operating over the last couple of weeks?
Well, very impressed.
What's impressed you?
Oh, in all phases. Kicking game, return game, offensively, defensively, playing at a very high level, very impressive.
Coach, we sort of had an expectation on Monday night that J.J. Watt and the Texans would be a little more disruptive of Tom Brady. What do you think it takes for, I guess, the Niners to possibly disrupt Tom Brady and this offense?
Well, we'd sure like to find the answer to that and then implement it. But it is really, really, really difficult, as you said. I mean, they're tough to do that against.
Are you in your breaking down the film of them? I guess what is the one strength or weakness that you see that just stands out?
Well, multiple strengths. I mean, really good scheme, really good play calling, and then great individual effort at each position. Great ability that they have to play as a team. So, I mean, that's, you could talk for hours about how good they are.
Coach, how's Randy Moss done for you this year?
He's done a nice job. We've really, he's been a contributor, he's produced, and he's been a great teammate.
Coach, when you have a situation as you do now, and they had here with Brady and Bledsoe some time back, when your starter's hurt, you bring in the reserve, he does well, and the starter comes back and is healthy, what are the considerations about who you play and what kind of goes into those decisions?
Well, I'd really compare it to any other situation, but I think it was a unique situation here that two guys that we believe in, believe can win games for us, and picking one, it's who do you think can give you the best chance, you know, for this next game.
So how much of it also depends on who, on how your matchups are for the upcoming game? For example, were you facing a different opponent, would it be possible you might make a different decision on a week-to-week basis?
I hate to speculate on anything, so I'd rather not.
Thank you.
I got lost there, Coach. Does that mean that Colin is not your starting quarterback right now?
I don't know how you got lost or got that impression. So I just said I didn't want to speculate on if we were playing another opponent, what possibility there would be, who would be the quarterback. So just chose not to go down that road. So I don't know how you got lost there.
So Colin
starting, yes.
Okay. What has he brought to the team thus far in his four games?
He's you know, he's playing really really with a lot of poise and you know, it's beyond his years. He's produced. He's made big plays with his arm and his feet and with his mind, and the 3-1 as a starter, doing a fine job. He's acquitting himself very well.
As a coach, you know, looking at when you bring in a guy with his skill set, what kind of adjustments have you had to make in terms of blocking schemes, who else you use out there with him, and what you do that maybe you weren't doing before, but, you know, given what Colin can do, is now possible?
Well, a few things, maybe a few plays here and there in terms of scheme that, you know, take advantage of some things that he does really well. Other than that, really just trying to improve in every area in terms of our blocking schemes and you know, how we execute.
Coach, we had a chance to talk to Alden a little bit before. Other than the obvious physical skill set that he has, what are some of the important things that he brings to the table?
He's got a very high motor. He really likes football, and he's got a lot of physical attributes, speed and power. guy, just to name some of them.
And can you speak to about Justin Smith for a bit? I mean, I think the thing that stands out with him is one missed game and how many number of years it's been.
Well, I've really thought this for a long time, that everybody should have a Justin Smith. He is a football player in every sense of the word, which encompasses all the good qualities. Great teammate, great worker, talented, smart. You know, it has it all. It makes it a joy to come out here and coach when you got guys like that.
When you look at film of the Patriots, and you look at Gerard Mayo, do you kind of see some of Patrick Willis in him and vice versa?
Definitely, you know, some, and I think, you know, they both stand on their own, that they're, you know, they're both really good players. And, but, you know, Gerard has all the, you know, the skills that we want a linebacker to have, you know, physical, good tackler, good blitzer, can cover side to side, and he's just a really good football player.
Coach, from what you've seen on film, has the acquisition of Aqib Talib allowed them to do some different things defensively that they weren't necessarily doing before?
Yes, I mean, I think that's allowed them to do some things that they weren't doing before, definitely. You know, moving a corner to safety and a lot of man coverage that you saw the other night against Houston, and so I think it's, you know, probably a number of things that are there.
Coach, just looking at some of your play calling from last week, we saw this full house pistol or bug eye, as LaMichael James called it. Can you just talk a little bit about what dynamic that brings, having all these different options from that look, that formation?
Well, that's the idea, you know, to try to have a formation that, you know, you can do different things out of, run, pass, etc.
Is that something that is I guess tailored for a guy like Colin Kaepernick?
I think it suits him well. The formation.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.